All right, panel, some questions for you about the week's news. Charlie, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown feels his country is missing something, something that will give Britons a sense of identity and pride, so he's asking them to help him come up with it. Come up with what?
Ireland.
No.
No, I know. I actually know this.
Okay.
And I've sent in my own entry, which is miserable thieving bastard since 1170. But they need a new slogan.
They do. They need a new slogan. British national motto.
Yes, because the current one is Land of Hope and Glory, right?
Yes.
Which is, I think, a Wishbone Ash album.
I think so, yeah. They're jealous because, you know, we have ours, E Pluribus Unum.
Which no one knows what it means,
I know,
by the way.
But nonetheless.
There's one pluribus in your yard.
The Prime Minister of Britain thinks that this is just what Britain needs to take it to the next level to restore its pride. He's taking suggestions. The only requirement for the new national British slogan, 5 words or less. Of course, the British citizenry is ready to help. Among some of the suggestions sent into the Times of London, courage, reason, humanity, democracy, monarchy. Which sounds actually like a downward slope if you think about it.
No, I think the natural progression is sneezy, grumpy, doc.
Majority, however, of suggestions sent in by Britons read like this: once mighty empire slightly used. Drinking continues until morale improves. There's another real one. Sorry, it's all our fault.
The land that orthodonture forgot.
Paula, we're pleased to report that a malefactor's reign of terror in the town of Valentine, Nebraska, may at long last be over. No suspect has been caught, but it's been about a month since the last time the unknown serial offender or offenders did what?
Stole pizza?
No.
Can I have a hint?
There's just no way I could even begin to hint at this. It's so evil and awful and unprecedented.
I think you may have to work.
Shot cows out of cannons?
I was going to say, I think you may just have to work with Nebraska. I think that may be the raw material for this.
No. And does anybody know?
Don't help. I got it. Hold on.
All right. I will simply tell you, some person or persons unknown have been covering their backsides with Vaseline and smearing them up against shop windows.
Was the next thing I was going to say.
So it's a full moon every night.
Apparently,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
The greasy telltale signs of the maniac's presence appeared all over Valentine during the warmer months.
Wait a minute, Peter.
Yeah?
If you do that,
yeah,
isn't it just sort of a smear of Vaseline? I mean...
Well, apparently the person was so careful or persons able to hold themselves still enough that they left a distinct impression,
really?
If you will.
Wow. So they not have Xerox machines in this town?
Well, apparently it was broken. Or something. They've been doing it on businesses, schools, churches. The local paper called the unknown vandal or vandals, quote, lewd, lubricated, lurching lunatic.
Hey, that could be England's solution.
Yeah, I know. Right?